Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a most amazing story, which I just learned myself for the first time, and I think that you will probably enjoy it very much as well. Once there was a very wealthy businessman who was a chassid of the Tzemach Tzedek, the third Chabad Rebbe, Rebbe Menachem Mendel. Now, before he got involved in any of his business deals, he would always visit the Rebbe, and he would ask for his approval and bracha. And he learned that many, many times the Rebbe saved him from making bad business deals. And this is just my own comment, but I believe that most likely the Rebbe also guided him to many good business deals. One time at the end of his visit with the Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, said to him, to the businessman, "Next time you come here, please bring along your wagon driver." And he named a particular wagon driver, which he wanted to see. So this was a surprise to the businessman. The Rebbe had never got involved in such questions with him, such issues, such as to bring a certain wagon driver. And he didn't understand anything special about this particular wagon driver. But he already knew one does not question one's Rebbe. When one's Rebbe gives an instruction, we follow it exactly. Some months passed by, and the businessman eventually returned to the Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, and as instructed, he brought with him that particular wagon driver who had been named by the Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek. "Please invite your wagon driver to come see me," said the Rebbe. The businessman quickly rushed back to the hotel where the wagon driver was staying and told him, "He's so fortunate. The Rebbe wants to see him." But the wagon driver said, "Who am I to see your Rebbe? Such a great tzaddik." He was, of course, much more comfortable taking care of his horse in the stable than to go into a Rebbe. He was, in fact, frightened by the invitation. He said, no, I don't want to go. It's not for me. I don't deserve to be in such a place." But when the wealthy businessman saw that he was really going to refuse, he said, "Okay, well then I will not hire you to drive me back to my home, unless only if you come to see the Rebbe first." Okay, he was now forced. He couldn't lose all that opportunity of money. So he agreed to come along. As soon as the wagon driver came into the Rebbe's office, the Rebbe said to him, Shalom Aleichem, peace be unto you." He greeted the wagon driver with a big smile. The driver was shocked. Why is the Rebbe being so warm and such a beautiful visit? And not only that, but the Rebbe said, "Please come back and see me tomorrow again, and you will eat with me. We will have a meal together." The wagon driver couldn't believe it. But after the wagon driver left, the Rebbe called for his wife, and he said, "Please, for tomorrow, make a Yom Tov meal, a beautiful Yom Tov meal. I have a very special guest." Word got around that something strange was going on, that the Rebbe invited this wagon driver to eat with him. How often does that happen? Very, very rarely. And so soon, some Yom Chassidim found this wagon driver, and they said, please, who are you? You must be somebody very special. Tell us your secret. What's going on?" He said, No, I have no secret. I'm just a wagon driver. I don't have anything to tell you. I have nothing to show you. I'm just an ordinary, plain wagon driver." "No," they said, "it's impossible. The Rebbe does not invite ordinary, plain wagon drivers to eat a meal with him. Please, isn't there something special? There must be something that happened to you recently, something special, something unusual." "No, I don't think so," he said. Think. There must have been something." Wagon driver sat and thought, and all of a sudden he said, "Oh, maybe this is it. Maybe. Here, tell us, the young Hasidim said. So the wagon driver told the following story. "During my many travels," he said, "I often reach faraway villages where there might be only one Jewish family living. All Gentiles, all non-Jews, except in that village there may be one Jew. And so it happens sometimes that such Jews may ask me if I know about a mile. And it could be that there's no mail for miles and miles around. And therefore, after this happened a number of times, I decided I should learn how to be a mohel. And so I trained under an expert mohel. He taught me the laws, and he taught me how to do bris milah, how to do a circumcision. So now when I travel along, I take with me my brit milah kit. I take my kit, knife and sharpener and all the things I need to make a proper bris, and I'm trained. I'm trained by this expert mohel. I know how to do it. And in fact, Baruch Hashem, I've done quite a number of bris milah, quite a number of circumcisions in which there was nobody else to do the bris milah, nobody from many, many miles around. And so I knew how to do it, so I would do it. A number of months ago, I was traveling through a forest, and I got lost. Suddenly, I heard a loud, pitiful cry. The crying broke my heart. It was so sad. I followed the sound, and I reached a little tiny hut belonging to a Jewish forester, a person that makes their living cutting down trees, and so he lives in the forest. The crying was coming from his wife. She told me that her husband had become ill a while ago, and he was in bed, and he could hardly move. And today was the eighth day of the birth of their son. Her husband was supposed to have traveled to the city to bring a mohel, but he can't. He's way too sick. I can't travel. I can't leave the baby. And now I don't know what to do. Today's the eighth day. Is it time for the bris? Don't worry, I said to her, said the wagon driver. I'm a mohel. She was so shocked. I tried to calm her down. And I said, don't worry, don't worry. I'm telling you the truth. This happens sometimes in my travels. And so I decided to become a mohel. I studied under an expert mohel. I know how to do a bris. But now I had to find a sandik, somebody to hold the baby. Someone has to hold the baby. And it has to be a man, preferably, very preferably. And therefore, I have to find somebody. But the husband can't do it. He's too sick. So I went back out to the main road, hoping that a Jew would come by. Suddenly, a little while before sunset, because it was already late in the day when I found this home, a little before sunset, I see a Jew walking towards me. I jump over to him. I grab him as if I just found a treasure. I said, there's a great honor that you would be so privileged to have. No, he said, no, I don't, I'm busy, I can't do it. Please, I said, there's a Jewish child waiting to have a bris milah, to enter the covenant of Avram, our father, the agreement that Hashem made with Avraham Avinu. Every Jewish boy has a bris, and this little boy is waiting. The father is so sick. He has one foot in the other world, unfortunately. The mother is crying. How can you be so insensitive and just continue on your way? These words hit their mark, the wagon driver said, and he decided to come with me. After the bris, I suggested to the guest who had held the baby, he was a sandik, he held the baby during the bris, that he should join me for a sudas mitzvah, a meal to honor the mitzvah. But there was no food in the house. I took out my knapsack, which contained some bread and some cheese. We washed our hands and sat down to eat the mitzvah meal, which of course we shared with the mother. After that, the guest suggested that we should call the father of the child to complete the mezumen. Three men who eat together have a special extra addition to the prayer. I said to him, can't you see? He's almost not with us anymore. How can he possibly come over to be part of the mezumen? But this strange guest walked over to the father, and in a minute, the man was standing upright. He was all better, miraculously. The guest led him over to the table. I couldn't believe it. We made the mezumen. We finished the meal. I stepped out for a minute to get something from my wagon, and when I came back, the guest was not there. He had disappeared completely. And that's my story, said the wagon driver to the chassidim. Well, the next day, the wagon driver came to the house of the Rebbe, as he was invited to eat this meal which the Rebbetzin had prepared, like a Yom Tov, such a beautiful meal. One of the Rebbe's sons shared with his father this amazing story which he had heard about this wagon driver. At the end of the meal, the Rebbe said to all those who were there, a Jew who was zeicha, who merited to eat at the same table as Avraham Avinu, I wanted to eat with this Jew a meal also. Now, just to clarify, what the Rebbe meant was that the stranger in the story, that Jew that the wagon driver found to be the Sandik, was actually Avram Avinu. That Avram Avinu had come from whatever world he was in to join and be the Sandik. And of course, they had the meal together, the Sudas Mitzvah. The wagon driver didn't know who this guest was, who this stranger was, but the Rebbe knew. And therefore, he felt that it was very special to eat with the wagon driver. I think also, my own conclusion, is that he also wanted the wagon driver to know who that guest was, that this was actually Avraham Avinu. So what do we learn from the story? Many lessons. We see a beautiful person, a beautiful neshama, this wagon driver. He was simple. He cared about another Jew. He went to the trouble to become a moyel so that he could help Jewish families who lived far away from where other moyels would be available. And he was humble, so humble. He didn't think he deserved to be called into the Rebbe. And it also shows us that Hashem is always watching. Hashem is always willing to help us. And Hashem always wants to help us. And Hashem has many ways to help us. Let us increase in our learning of Torah and doing a mitzvahs. And either miraculously or naturally, we will bring the geula, may it happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.